Texte numéro 55. Houses of Tomorrow. A better vision of domesticity or a dystopian nightmare. Imagine a small bluish room, wires, screens, sensors. A few keepsakes from the old world. The room's fleshy inhabitant, confined indoors by zoonotic pandemic, greenwashes a data mining company from her bed. The government has forbidden her to step outside. There is a communal kitchen down the corridor, which she shares with a few strangers she met online, but mostly she orders her meals via an interface and eats them here. Microphones record her interactions. She has bought a few rainforest plants to brighten the space. Her pocket surveillance device reminds her to water them. She catches the news. The world's richest man has just left the Earth's atmosphere. So much for the home of 2021. What about that of 2050? Might it offer a more hopeful vision of domesticity than the dystopian nightmare we have been living through these past couple of years? Or are we sliding into a world of surveillance and atomization, climate crisis and housing crisis, drowning alone as our meta headsets suck the very data from our souls? Maybe both, says Sarah Douglas, director of the Liminal Space. She is behind the forthcoming Tomorrow's Home exhibition at the Museum of the Home in East London, which imagines how we'll be living three decades hence. The home of the future could help us flourish in ever more tailored and sophisticated ways, she says. The exhibition imagines a home inhabited by three gender-neutral people. Kai, 17, works for a 3D printing company, hangs out in the metaverse and has never eaten meat. And can't understand why anyone would. A grandperson, Mo, 76, is a retired teacher with early onset dementia who pines for the good old days. And Charlie, 34, has cerebral palsy and works for a protein manufacturer based in Buenos Aires. Life in 2050 is shaped by three overarching macro trends: the climate crisis, the aging population, and the fourth industrial revolution, which will see data-gathering technology infiltrate our intimate spaces. Those who wish to keep their home as a private sanctuary will not find it easy. The world's most powerful tech companies have already shifted focus from phones to homes. Google has its range of intelligent security systems. Amazon has filed patents for devices capable of reading your emotional data. And Facebook is launching its metaverse. These technologies have a way of overriding any initial reservations we might have about them. People don't buy Alexa because it's a surveillance device. They buy it because it's nice to have a hands-free timer in the kitchen. It's still a surveillance device. In the future, people might be required to submit to some form of monitoring in order to prove that they deserve to live there. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2021.